Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're beginning our seventh week since most Illinois schools closed to limit the spread of COVID-19. Many of us have adapted to our new, more isolated realities, but for those with children, the questions over education remain. With schools now closed for at least the rest of the academic year, we're devoting most of this episode to issues in education. But first, an update on the latest COVID numbers.
Today we're reporting 2,126 new cases for a state total of 43,903.
Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking at Sunday afternoon's daily coronavirus briefing. Except that daily number of positive test results should not be the last word on how far COVID-19 has likely spread in Illinois. For that, we need to return to an earlier briefing from the governor's office, last Thursday, when Pritzker extended a modified version of his stay-at-home order through the end of May. In so doing, he gave his lectern to some of the scientists who created the disease models on which the state is relying.
Mathematical models are capable of seeing what we cannot see.
Sergei Maslov is a physics professor at the University of Illinois.
They can predict the current number of infected individuals, which we cannot measure due to limited testing capacity of the whole country. The models predict that this number is at least 10 times larger than the number of new positive tests announced every day.
Did you catch that? The University of Illinois model says limited testing means there are probably at least 10 times as many cases as are announced every day. So the most recent announced case count of 2,100 is likely in reality greater than 21,000. And the overall tally for Illinois would be nearly 440,000. Most of those cases remain concentrated in Chicago and the surrounding area, but there are trouble spots downstate. They include Metro East, the Illinois side of the St. Louis region, and Winnebago County, home to Rockford. Then there's Rock Island County, home to the Quad Cities. As of Sunday, Illinois is reporting a rate of 2.1 cases per 1,000 people in Rock Island County. That's four times the rate of infection seen in counties that are home to other downstate cities like Champaign, Bloomington, and Springfield. Joining us to talk about what's happening in the Quad Cities is Michelle O'Neill. She's the news editor at NPR member station WVIK. Michelle, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
So what is the situation on the ground in the Quad Cities?
Well, we have only about a dozen deaths between Rock Island County and Scott County, which is that makes up what we call the metro area of the Quad Cities. With Rock Island, Moline, Davenport, and Bettendorf in Iowa. And the number of cases is around 300 some in Rock Island County and quite a lot less in Scott County. So it's over 500.
And do you have a sense, being there in person, that there is a sort of a hot spot in that area, that there is a greater than expected number of cases?
Well, I was looking at that last week because since the beginning of this, I've been looking at that Johns Hopkins University dashboard, and they've got the counties down now with the color coding. And so I'm looking at Rock Island County and Scott County, which are in this, kind of medium pink colors, sort of moderate. And then right next to us, we have Muscatine County, Louisa County, Iowa, which is home to a meat packing plant. And then just west of that is Washington County, Iowa, right? So there are three counties that have a higher rate per 1,000. I don't know what it is. I didn't crunch the numbers. So, for example, though, the Louisa County, where the meatpacking plant is located in Columbus Junction, that's a Tyson plant, there have been two deaths and 266 confirmed cases.
Wow.
So a lot of people work in and around the Quad Cities and drive.
Sure. And that makes sense. I wanted to ask you about meatpacking. That is obviously a big industry in throughout Illinois and Iowa in particular. I saw a story where a union was warning of shortages if safety concerns are ignored. How big an issue is that in your area?
Well, just this past week, the Smithfield plant in Monmouth, Illinois, which is Warren County, south of the Quad Cities, They had two cases, and Warren County Health Department was investigating a couple of weeks ago, and just last week said they're going to suspend operations starting today, Monday. And so I think not just the unions, but the companies are starting to have a concern about it. And there are a lot of immigrants in the Monmouth area who work at that plant. And you know, there's a concern that there's not good enough communication to those folks to tell them how to social distance and take care of themselves.
You mentioned the Iowa counties, and given that the Quad Cities includes part of Iowa, there has not been a stay-at-home order there, though. And I wonder if you personally can see differences in how people on opposite sides of the river, Illinois and Iowa, are reacting to the threat of COVID-19.
Yeah, I went to watch part of the bridge get put up along a bike path in Bettendorf near a casino. Now, all the casinos have closed in Iowa and Illinois temporarily. But anyway, that the view of the bridge is right there on the bike path. And this was a couple of weeks ago, and there were lots of people out with their families, walking the bike path on their bikes. And some had masks at that time and some didn't. And it was, you know, a lot different in Illinois. The bike paths are closed. There are occasionally people you see walking their dogs on the bike paths anyway, and maybe a single bike rider. But there's a lot more, I think, outside activity going on.
In Iowa.
And golf courses were open.
And I heard people from Illinois were heading over to golf in some cases.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there were the Scott County Conservation Board had to make a rule that said only Iowa residents could play at this golf course in Scott County because people from Chicago were driving over because they couldn't golf at home. So, of course, the health department officials that I talked to were very unhappy and said, you're not even observing your own state's stay-at-home order. So, you know, it was the idea that, you know, Iowa to Chicago golfers, stay home.
That is Michelle O'Neill. She's the news editor at NPR member station WVIK in the Quad Cities. Michelle, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
You're welcome, and thank you.